The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox welcoming you to another edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Tonight, a little later on, we're going to hear from Fred Weintraub, movie producer, studio executive, founder of the infamous Bitter End in New York City. But right now, let's go to the Wild Girls. This is Larkin McLean with If You're a Wild Girl, Say I.
If you're a girl who can't be real, a sweet girl who's prim and proper, wouldn't you like it once just for fun? Give the world a shocker, 'cause you're tired of hiding, not wired for lying, and you're sick of trying to hide that part of you that's dying. Everybody loves a wild girl, and you're a wild girl. Boy or the boy, 'cause you're tired of hiding, not wired for lying, and you're sick of trying to hide that part of you that's dying. Everybody loves a wild girl, and you're a wild girl.
Fox, host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and we are thrilled to have Larkin McLean here in the studio with us. Larkin has a new CD out called If You're a Wild Girl, Say I. Larkin, why that title?
Okay, well, I had a boyfriend, and we separated, we broke up, and he ended up getting married to a girl, and I had spent some time with her, and I said, Who is this woman? I mean, she's pretty, but what is it about her that he married her and they have a really good relationship, etc.? And She was so nasty and wild, and I think she was an ex-stripper, and she was once a lesbian, and it was crazy, but so much fun. And I left her saying, that's it. I only want to hang out with wild, crazy girls. And I actually said, if you're a wild girl, say I. That's it. And then I wrote the song the next day. It was a very quick song to write. I think I recorded it within that week as well.
And such wonderful arrangement. The horns are fantastic.
Thank you. It's half mine, half Kenny's. Or maybe I did the vocal. I don't remember, but yeah.
Well, and it sets the theme for the rest of the CD. You have a lot of really bawdy songs on this. My Bottom's Gonna Get Me to the Top. Not just a song lyric, but a philosophy of life.
That's an interesting story of how I came up with that title. I don't know if you watch Star Trek, but Dominic Keating, he is an actor on the Star Trek, The Next Generation, I believe. We're friends, old friends. And he told me a story about how he got his equity card in England. And I shouldn't say here, but because I'm not sure if I should reveal that. But his mother wrote him a card and said, I hope your bottom gets you to the top. So...
And apparently it did.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I think he does well.
And the bottom doesn't hurt.
Right.
And some of the other tunes, too. We've got Pasties in a G-String.
Well, I can't claim any creativity on that at all, because that's a Tom Waits tune. And by the way, David Rolicky does the best horns on that, I think.
Wonderful, very expressive mm-hmm. horns. You have to be able to do the wah-wah thing to be able to really get the strip club sound right. Mm-hmm. But Tom Waits is wonderful at what he does. But that is one of those tunes that has stuck with me from that album of his. And I've always thought that it would be like great to cover. Somebody should cover that.
Oh, really?
And there you are.
Oh. Interesting.
We cannot play that on the air because it's just a little too raunchy for airplay. We don't want to have any issues. So if you'd like to hear that, we have a nice after-hours interview. Larkin has agreed to stay with us after the interview.
That's right.
And we will play it there. You can have your pasties in a G-string, but you just have to come online to get it.
Well, you're such a tease.
Me? You're the one singing the song. There's some other things on this CD that are a little more serious. Bachelorette, for example.
The song is about leaving an abusive relationship. And sometimes you can't... a lot of relationships are not just physically abusive, but emotionally... it's about being happy. Just get out. And I know that's easier said than done, but I know it's silly to think that one song would have the power to do that. but I'm hoping that it would help women out there, and even men, because I know there's some men out there that are in relationships that are suffocating.
Yeah, I think everybody's been there from one time to another.
Mm-hmm. And you don't realize that you're getting into it as well, because that lust factor can blind you.
And one of the things that's nice about that message in that song is the freedom. Freedom to then do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although, that's such a scary moment. It is. Although I've been in a relationship where I just couldn't wait. to get out.
So many things. Scary and exciting at the mm-hmm. same time.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I cried over the dog more than the guy. Oh, no. What am I going to do? My dog.
I love it. Well, where can they get your new CD?
It's a Valentine's Day release. CD Baby, iTunes. there's some other places where you can get the MP3. But I don't know exactly.
Well, can we? Yeah, I thought you
But iTunes and CD Baby for sure. For physical CD Baby and iTunes, if you just want to do the MP3.
And did you have a download on your site that
Absolutely.
You were offering? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Go to LarkinMcLean.com. The way to spell my last name is M, and then you spell the word clean. Clean opposite of dirty. McLean, though. LarkinMcLean.com. And then you'll be able to get a free download of If You're a Wild Girl, Say I.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to play out with one of the other tunes, the tune we were just discussing, Bachelorette, from Larkin McLean's brand new CD, not even yet released. If You're a Wild Girl, Say I.
Sometimes you get caught up loving a man you can't love forever. Whatever way he brings you down, life's too short to stay together. Staring at a leopard spot won't change anything, not now, never. A bachelorette, newfound freedom, live it up so you forget. A bachelorette, you don't need him, wave goodbye with no regret. A bachelorette. Started out, you liked his style, loved the way he kissed and hugged you. Turned around and stole your smile, and now you've got to find something new. Shake it up and move along. Nothing to see here, gone forever. Bachelorette, newfound freedom, live it up so you forget. Bachelorette, you don't need him, wave goodbye with no regret.
The man who founded The Bitter End and discovered Bruce Lee, Fred Weintraub. Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric. Your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109. Or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
We have a special treat tonight. We have a continuation of our interview with Fred Weintraub, movie producer, studio executive, and the founder of the legendary Bitter End Club in New York City. If you'd like to meet Fred, he's going to be signing his new book, Bruce Lee, Woodstock, and Me, Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. at Book Soup in West Hollywood. That's 8818 Sunset Boulevard. But right now, he's going to talk about some of the many stars who got their start at the Bitter End and working with actor Steve McQueen on the production of Tom Horn.
Do you know, by the way, that the Bitter End is still there?
Is it?
It's still there, and it's just had its 50th anniversary. And and we, you know, we're a national monument, a historical monument in New York and in Greenwich Village.
Let's start
So
there.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, well, it was, and what a remarkable place it was.
Yeah, some of those people, I mean, Woody and Judy Collins and Puy de Paume Mary, I talk to those people to this day, and really wonderful time we all had when it was before we knew the word money.
Well, you had an amazing list of stars come out of
right.
the Bitter End.
Right.
And your mentorship had a lot to do with that, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I was kind of a little older than them, and I was sort of papa. And it was a different kind of time. It was a time when the women were taking the pill, and they were braless, and there was the Vietnam War, and nobody had any money, and nobody thought of their careers as being millionaires. I never knew that a Neil Diamond, who I managed, would... You know, be enormous, or Bill Cosby, who I did his first album with and managed him also.
Mm-hmm.
It was a time and a place that I hope is recreated sometime again in all our lifetimes.
Yeah, well.
Because it really started a different feeling among the young, and it was a good feeling.
Yeah.
Everybody worked with everybody else. People gave songs to each other. I mean, it was really nice.
Yeah.
Of course, some of them stole them, but we don't want to get into that. Okay.
Well, Billy Crystal in your book is reported as saying that he was an unknown when he started at your club.
Right.
And in 2 weeks, he had a career
right.
happening.
Well, what happened, he started happening. And then on his fourth week there, the New York Times wrote a great article. And from then, his career was off and running.
Yeah.
It was really terrific. Yeah. Same thing with Woody.
Mm-hmm.
Woody started for the first 2 weeks, didn't get any laughs, but his wonderful manager kept pushing him. He wanted to walk off, he'd come off, and I'd hold him, and I loved his jokes, but people would say, "Why are you keeping him?" And I said, "He's brilliant." But he was telling these jokes, and it didn't work, and then all of a sudden he found out that who he was, sort of, on stage, and started to relate the jokes to himself. And before you know it, the same jokes were getting hysterical laughter. And then the New York Times wrote it, and on this fourth week again, wrote this article, and that was the beginning of his career in that. And Jack kept saying, he's an industry. And he was.
And he is still.
Yeah.
And
he
still.
Is.
Yes.
He's one of the legends in our business and will remain
mm-hmm.
in many, many years as one of those who has a body of work.
Yes, absolutely.
Compared to, as I call them, the one-hit wonders.
Well, many, many musicians, Peter, Paul, and Mary,
oh, yeah.
got their start there. That was a huge hit, If I Had a Hammer.
Yeah, well, that album was done at the Bitter End, which became... That was one of the most famous albums because it had a funny career. It came out, and that I Had a Hammer was the song, and then it was number one, and then 6 months later, another Lemon Tree came out, and that was... And then Puff the Magic Dragon. In other words, it kept staying on the charts
yeah.
for almost 2 years, and that hadn't happened to a record before.
Wow.
And so that the cover of that on the Bitter End really made the club even more popular than it was.
Well, that was your brick wall.
Yeah, it was the brick wall, which is now everywhere. It's like it's somewhere where it looks silly. It's like kitsch.
Yeah, you can now buy the roll-up paper to put your brick wall up.
I know.
So Arlo Guthrie, I'm going to drop some names for
right.
you here. Randy Newman,
oh, yeah.
Linda Ronstadt.
Right.
If you're a historian here, just stop me and tell it.
Well, there's a story in all of them. But some of them you can't tell. But most of them were wonderful. I mean, I really never had people where I didn't have them back because of who they are. The biggest problem was the drugs at that time, too.
Oh, yeah.
So many of the great artists. I managed Mama Cass in two groups, and she was wonderful, a little Jewish girl from Baltimore or Philadelphia, Naomi Cohn. But what a great voice.
Oh.
But unbelievable. But the drugs got to them a little bit. Richie Pryor, most probably the brilliant or one of the most brilliant comics I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So the drug problem, many of the people are gone.
Yeah.
And it's really sad.
It is.
That happened. Bobby Gibson. And I could go down the list of the wonderful folk. Fred Neil, the wonderful folk artists who are no longer with us.
Yeah. Others who performed there, Theodore Bickel.
Always. Theo was a great help.
Yeah.
He did his radio show, and that's what started the club from being different than any other club in the village. Theo was still singing great. He's in his 80s, and he's still doing shows all over the world. He is just amazing.
A force live.
Right. And,
there's no question.
And I like him very much. I see him occasionally. We talk about those days when we were single.
Well, he impressed your father.
Oh, yeah. That was the only time my father would come. Finally, when my father called me, and we hadn't talked for years, because he had heard someone say they heard Theo Bickel.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me and he said, "Is he your friend?" I said, "Yeah." So every time he called me, then he never said hello. He said, "How's Theo Bickel?" You can see he had a lot of interest in his son.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I disappointed him by not staying in the business after I had built it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the baby carriage business really wasn't for me.
That was the family business.
Family business that I changed from one store to 50, and then whoop, I realized what I had done. Yeah, I didn't realize what I had done. I'd just been too young.
But you also were a copywriter on Madison Avenue. You were a real-life madman.
What I was on Madison Avenue was, yeah, I worked there for a little while. I couldn't have any money before I opened the bitter end. And what I did is I did promotions for an advertising agency called Bud Gatchel.
Yeah.
But basically, my life has not been that. It's, you know, been Cuba and been the movie business.
Yeah.
That's where I spent, you know, and with some wonderful, as you say, actors.
Yes.
Like Steve McQueen.
Well, let's talk about Steve McQueen.
Well, I really like Steve.
Yeah.
And as I said, I was doing Dukes of Hazzard when I got this call from his agent saying, "Fred, I heard you're the only one that could handle Steve." He's already fired three producers and two directors and two writers. And he's got to get this film made for First Artist, which was his company along with Dustin Hoffman and Barbara Streisand and Paul Newman. And one of the martial arts guys I knew had said, "Fred will be straight with you, you know?" And that was pretty easy to do with Steve. That's all he wanted.
Yeah.
And I went to visit him, and we got along. He was still the gorilla. I mean, every time he wanted something, I said, "I don't like it, but you're the gorilla." You know, wherever you want to sit, you want to do it, go ahead. You know, so he liked the fact that I always told him what I thought, and you know, but he lots of times got his way, and lots of times he said, "Okay, Fred," you know. So we had a good working relationship, and watching him work on Tom Horn, it's become such a more important film as time goes on. It was the end of the cycle of films, and of westerns, and it came right toward the end of them. And it missed its mark on the kind of business it should have done. And he also died at the end, which I didn't want. And nobody wants to stay with a character and dies at the end. So I tried to do like Viva Zapata, where the ending is with seeing the white horse after Brando's been dies. And what I did is I had Farnsworth walk through the town with a lot of dust and horses and people would come up to him and say, "Is Tom Horn dead?" And he said, "No, he'll live forever. He'll live forever." And I did it. And I showed it to Steve. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't know Steve was dying at that time.
Ooh.
I hadn't any idea, though other people knew, not me.
Yeah.
Because we were friendly right after the movie. And He said, no, I don't want that. The true story is he died. I want the true story, and I want what really happened. And because of that, eventually, nowadays, it's become more of a classic. Yeah. He was right.
Yeah.
I was being commercial. He was being...
artistic.
He's being... He knew. He just knew things. Yeah. Interesting to watch him work also. Mm-hmm. Fabulous way of working.
Can you give me an example?
A good example of that is we were stuck out here in the middle of Arizona at a western town, freezing at night. My daughter was one of the writers helping fill in. She's an excellent writer. She's done 5 years now on Young and the Restless. Mm. You know, she's been a terrific writer. And Steve would look at the next day's work and say to me, Fred, you know, my scene is such and such. It doesn't seem to be working. Could you rework it and see what you get out of it? And I said, okay. So Sandy and I would sit down and talk about it and rework, and she'd make a page or two or so. And then in the morning, Steve would come in, and he'd look at this, and he'd take a pencil, and he'd cross out. He'd go, oh, this is great. And he'd cross it off. And this is, and he'd cross it off. And he can't, I said, Steve, all you ever say is yup. And, you know, because that's how he's a very, he's that kind of an actor who doesn't do long dialogue. And he'd keep crossing them off, and he'd leave a little bit. And then he had this yup over and up. And I began to understand what he was doing. He needed the whole understanding of the scene for him to get his one or two remarks so that they meant something.
Mm-hmm. He needed the complete context.
He needed the complete context in his mind. And we had a lot of fun. We used to go to swap meets, and people would come up to him, and he'd say, oh, are you Stephen? Yes, I did The Blob. Yeah.
Well, he did.
A very, very sad that he passed away so young.
Yeah.
He had a lot more in him. A very unusual actor. He basically, with John Alonzo, directed Tom Horn, the two of them. Mm-hmm. We had big fights with the Directors Guild. But we won, and they changed the rules. Anyway, it's one of those things.
We have more with Fred Weintraub, including his discussion of Bruce Lee and advice on how to get into the movie business, at my website, cfoxrocks.com. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Roderick Land asks the provocative question, what would happen if you had an affair with Mrs. Kong?
She makes the moon go ape and the monkeys go bananas when the sun goes down on the jungles and savannas. A strong man's dream of an African queen, and I'm King Kong tonight. I met her at the mission where the Jesuits prayed. They had a new position, so we all got laid. Took her down the river in a boat I made, singing I'm King Kong tonight. But her man came home, a half a ton gorilla. He took a look at me and said, I like vanilla. Then he and Mrs. Kong began to get it on, and I was monkey in the middle all night. I ran to to the mission in my distress. Told them all about it and they wanted her address. Missionary needs a little change, I guess. Even ping pong tonight. She makes the moon go ape and the monkeys go bananas when the sun goes down on the jungles and savannas. Strong man's dream of an African queen, and I'm King Kong tonight. Many miles from the jungle and the years have flown. I'm living in Manhattan, so it feels like home. But the women are neurotic and they're bald as bones, and they won't kiss Kong tonight. I miss that monkey that I loved so dear. I even miss her husband, but I don't mean queer. It would just be nice if we could all be here watching King Kong tonight. She made the moon go ape and the monkeys go bananas when the sun went down on the jungles and savannas. A strong man's dream was an African queen. For me, King Kong tonight. Yeah, she makes the moon go ape and the monkeys go bananas when the sun goes down on the jungles and savannas. A strong man's dream of an African queen, and I'm King Kong tonight. King Kong tonight. King Kong tonight. King Kong.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on every week in Los Angeles on 1580 AM, Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing on cfoxrocks.com. Here's Elizabeth and the Catapults with Waiting for the Kill.
Thank you.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. I'm Carolyn Fox, your host. Coming up, we've got the General Electrics from their Clickety Click CD with a tune where the mechanical meets the magic. Take You Out Tonight.
Soon as I saw you walking and knew I wanted to talk to you, knew you wasn't too talkative, still I wanted to bark at you, knew you'd have something small to give, something so I could laugh at you, still couldn't wait to play that mental game and tag with you, approach you coolly, while you're sipping on your what have you, well excuse me, but I think you're what my passion's for. Now I don't just want your math, I want your algebra, trig and geometry, calculus and honestly, I want you to be mine, but not in the sense of property, no, more in the sense of like a sharing a commodity. So let me touch your mind and watch as our philosophies grow. Massage your spirit, caress your soul, let's go.
Walk a mile, walk a while, do, 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 do.
Thank you.
stay tuned for a Mardi Gras preview.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
This is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, reminding you that Mardi Gras is coming up in just a few weeks. And to help get you in the mood from her Louisiana Love Call CD, this is Maria Muldaur with Second Line.
Well, some things come and some things go, but there's one that'll stay for sure. It's a kind of funky, it's a kind of groove, make you bend your spine and make you shake your shoes. Grab your pony, get on down, get your belly full of wine, and get on down to the battleground for the start of a second line.
Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood. There are many things in this world that you might want to fix, but Don Miggs is not one of them. from his Late Nights and Early Mornings CD, Don't Fix Me.
There's some things that can't be fixed, and some you wouldn't wanna. You're too much that and none of this, to waste time any longer. Enough, 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 I've had enough, enough, enough. Don't try. This any better? We talk all night, forgive each other. We won't unleash the tether. You're stuck with you, stuck with you. And I've got who I am. Don't try. And I've got the bruises, the scars, and the scrapes. So don't try to fix me, 'cause I like being blind.
Here's something brand new from The Shadows. Who says gorgeous girl singers can't get punk? This is As the Sun Sets in the West.
As the sun sets in the west, and I know, forever of the return.
It's Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and we're on the air every week at this time.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Bringing you a cosmic message in a kind of playful way, here's Identity with Many Bodies. Many bodies, one mind.
Many bodies, one many bodies, one mind. Many bodies, many bodies, many bodies, many bodies. Never flow statistical. I've seen about a million and one of you standing right in front of you, in unison with only one concern in your mind. Everything else is secondary till we find the most inclined flows for all mankind. Show your third identity, never fall behind. From the microphone through the speakers, straight to your ears, we eliminate fears and steadily we all climb.
Gather together in a summit, singing each other our stories and learning from it. One by one we wrap our rhapsodies, healing our spirits and curing disease. Unity, inter-identity, the entity you see. With cause and effect we serve and protect the earth from verbal violence, from the disciples of uncomfortable silence.
Many bodies, one mind. We flow ecliptic and into the cryptic, as we alleviate the world's state of spiritual health, with knowledge so deep that I surprise myself. Many bodies, one mind. We flow ecliptic and into the cryptic, as we alleviate the world's state of spiritual health, with knowledge so deep that you surprise yourself.
I briefly describe this madness from the other time I had this vision, filled with precision, but simultaneously searching for the main mission. I'm wishing for clarity to come and carry me and make me listen. I'm mixing the causes that we make with fundamental bricks. Puddles of knowledge turn from pools to great lakes, and I've made mistakes only to master the pain and regain my entry, successfully return from where they sent me.
The subsonic level of our sound. Up from the bottom of the underground. We didn't mean to level your state of mind, but you can meet us there, so prepare for the landing of the extraterrestrial conceptual beams of light. You feel what I feel what you feel. Only your intuition can tell you what's real. Combining souls with many bodies, one mind.
Many bodies, one mind, too many skills and compassion for one rhyme at any given time.
You can find the higher states of existence by traveling through inner spaces to close the distance.
Just never keep what you realize to yourself. Never move without stealth, but always spread the wealth.
We take heed to never say what we don't mean, cause we bring enough steam to push this hip-hop machine.
Anybody.
Many bodies, one mind.
We flow ecliptic and into the cryptic, as we alleviate the world's state of spiritual health, with knowledge so deep that I surprise myself. Many bodies, one mind. We flow ecliptic and into the cryptic, as we alleviate the world's state of spiritual health, with knowledge so deep that you'll surprise yourself. Many bodies, one mind. We flow ecliptic and into the cryptic, as we alleviate the world's
East meets West, as Doug Cox and Salil Bhatt get together on Slide to Freedom. Beware of the man who calls you bro.
A man's gotta walk with his head held high. He's gotta walk the talk, he's gotta speak his mind. There's one kind of man you think you'd know, but beware of the man who calls you bro. Beware of the man who calls you bro. Beware of the man who calls you bro. He's a snakeskin hipster, he will court your affection. He's a smokescreen master full of lies and deception. On the stage, in his eye, he can shed a tear, as long as it helps him with his career. That's one kind of man you think you'd know, but beware of the man who calls you bro. 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 With burned out dreams and broken wings, they fan the fire of his wealth and fame. They're swallowed whole by the very same flames. That's one kind of man you think you'd know, but be.
If there's music you'd like to hear on the show, send me an email, cfoxrocks.com. That's C-F-O-X-R-O-C-K-S rocks.com. Just go to the contacts page. This is Carolyn Fox reminding you to tune in next week when we'll hear new music from Rebecca Zapin.